lost my voice. So, George, you're going to have to come do a lot of this. Such bad karma
when you do that.
All right, yes, in Gordo's Corner, we have special guests. We have in studio with us Mike Ducey.
He's still here, yeah, sure enough.
Great to be here with
all
of you. Now, wow, 9:16 on a Thursday.
And we also have Daryl Razor Ray from the Stars broadcast. He's here.
Yes. That's all I have. Soggy bag of nothing.
Giorgio, I'm going to let you introduce this guy. This is your friend, and he's a guy who's going to be at your Jub Jam.
Jub Jam next Wednesday at Gillies to benefit the Senior Source. Outstanding organization that helps take care of the elderly here in the greater Dallas area.
Didn't ask about that. I asked who your friend was.
I'm getting into that. And part of our musical presentation to you next Wednesday will feature the Bird Dogs, the Tejas Brothers. By the way, Larry Joe Taylor is going to play with the Tejas Brothers.
Will you introduce
next week.
Your friend?
I'm getting there. Hang on. We've got Rodney Parker.
Hello.
And 50 peso reward. We've got the Bird Dogs, and we've got
that's twice you've
my
mentioned
good
the bird
friend.
Dogs.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
And we've got my good friend.
Are the Bird Dogs playing at that event? Or
I can't introduce my friend if you keep talking.
Yes, because
Razor.
You keep meandering.
It's the great Bobby Duncan with us in studio.
Woo! Hey, Bobby.
We played with Bobby several times, and he is a good dude. He's a great singer, great guitar player, and I'm thrilled to have you a part of Jub Jam. Thanks for playing Jub Jam, and thanks for being here this morning.
Hey, man. My pleasure.
Surely you've been told before that you look like a young Paul McCartney, right?
No.
Never have?
You look exactly like Daniel Briere of the Philadelphia Flyers. That's who you look like.
You like that too. You look like this guy that my cousin knew.
I get BJ Novak almost everywhere. I've signed
the
guy from
the office.
Okay,
Oh, yeah.
Signed autographs as BJ Novak before at certain shows. And, you know, whatever. Whatever.
All right, so at some point here, we're going to hear Bobby sing a song. Are you going to try to get Ducey to sing a song, too?
Yeah, Ducey and I are going to do a duet at some point here, too, but we're trying to get
cool.
Get
on. All right. It would have been kind of nice to work out.
Can I just ask a question before we get going here? Who did the wiring for your television sets in here?
It's just don't
worry
about
it. Just another
example
of our crack engineering.
Were you going for something
here?
Avant-garde, or is that more just straight function?
It's the engineering shell game that we play here. Hey, can you fix this? Actually, that's not my job. That's got to be done by so-and-so. And you ask so-and-so, and they say, oh, it's not my job.
Anyway, back to Bobby.
That's your answer there. Yeah, Bobby's got a new CD coming out August?
August 14th, yeah.
Sweet. Where'd you record it?
In Nashville at the
studio.
So
it's got to be good.
Right, yeah. At the studio called...
Do you still call them albums?
I call them records.
Records.
Yeah.
Albums is okay, though. Albums refers to a collection of songs, no matter what the format is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Who did you get to play on your CD up there? Anyone we heard of?
There were so many people. We did it over a year, so it took a lot of studio.
Taylor Swift?
She makes a guest appearance. You can't. She plays tambourine.
she doesn't sing.
Garth Brooks comes in and does, you know, some triangle work.
Nice.
Right.
Nice.
We had some guys that played. We actually had a guy that played with Paul McCartney, and a guy that played with John Mayer for like 15 years. And basically those guys, the big artists that go on tour, you know, once or twice every 2 years, their band guys just live in Nashville and do studio work. Mm.
Speaking of John Mayer, that's who you remind me of musically. That's not a...
I mean,
right?
I'm not nearly that good. But.
Yeah, no.
See how the Taylor Swift and the John Mayer thing married...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They went out.
Came
you know
right
that, George?
Around.
Yeah.
She wrote a song.
That. Yeah.
Eviscerated him.
Yes.
He was offended.
He's a playa. That's another reason why Bobby reminds me of John Mayer. He's such a playa. But no, you do. I mean, you got a great voice, and that's why I'm thrilled to have you part of Jub Jam. I think people who haven't heard your music are going to hear it for the first time and go, wow, that guy's pretty good.
I hope
He's pretty darn good.
You know? Then, I mean, it's a 50-50 shot, really.
How would you describe your music? Because you're part of the Texas music scene, but you're not... Because everyone just assumes, hey, everyone's playing next Wednesday is going to be, kicking country. And I wouldn't describe you that way.
No, it's definitely not party songs. You know, we put a lot of people to sleep over the years.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How'd you get involved in Jub Jam? How did he get a hold of you?
They needed someone to open for the Bird Dogs.
Absolutely.
That's what I heard.
Right. Well, we played many benefits together and just became friends, I guess, over the last year. And so he asked.
And how old are you?
You know, I'm 25.
God dang.
He's a good one to ask how people see me in the Texas music scene. They really see me as the fat drunk uncle of Texas.
Yeah, they really don't know what to make of you.
Yeah.
I think George and I are both kind of in that group. The first group in benefits were like, well, I guess we need to fill 30 minutes.
We're always the and friends part of the benefits. This is the first benefit we're going to play together. We're actually mentioned on the bill.
I think. George had to have his own benefit in order to have mine.
That's the only way we can get this done.
Yeah.
But no, we were the and friends part of Buckets and Boots last year. And that's cool to be in.
I was again this year.
How'd that go?
It was cool. It was hot a little bit and outside.
Out there at PK. Great cause to raise money for the volunteer firefighters of Palo Pinto.
And again, this one's for the high school seniors. Is that what this benefit is?
No, not high school seniors. No, elderly.
Oh, those seniors.
Yeah.
I thought it was high school seniors, too. I thought it was to raise money for
graduation
mom purchases.
It's for the elderly.
Razor's mocking our senior citizens over there.
They take care of
there.
I'll never get old.
Yeah.
They've taken care of your grandparents, your parents, and Razor, they're going to take care of you someday. So don't laugh at the elderly like you do on a daily basis, you and Gordo.
No, medicine will have it all fixed by then. I will not get old.
That's the hope. All right, you want to go first, Bobby, before Mike Ducey destroys here?
I don't think I want to follow Deuce.
Okay. All right, what you going to play?
I'll just play I'll play the title song off the record that comes out in August, Forever From Here.
Okie doke.
All right. Baby, I got something to ask you. It's eating me alive. This could be our moment, but should I give up the fight? It may be a lost cause, but I refuse to believe it's a waste of time, even though the struggle seems endless. As years go by, please tell me someday this will end. 'Cause when we talk about love, I can feel you slip away. We need to reach for tomorrow, so don't run from today. I'm done with all the questions. I wanna see this through. I don't want it to be over, but it's up to you to choose. So baby, don't let me go just to watch me disappear, yeah. 'Cause we can almost see forever from here.
You take a lead?
No, I can't play lead.
I think it's still out of tune over there.
So many things I can't remember, mixed with what I can't forget. I'm tired of all the second guessing and of all this regret. Can you fix me, 'cause I'm broken? I have wounds that need to heal. Can you pull me from the wreckage of everything I thought was near? Please tell me someday I will win, yeah. 'Cause when we talk about love, I can feel you slip away. We need to reach for tomorrow, so don't run from today. I'm done with all the questions. I want to see this through. I don't want it to be over, but it's up to you to choose. So baby, don't let me go just to watch me disappear. 'Cause we can almost see forever from here. We'll open up your mind to the possibility that after all this time, I've been exactly what you need. I can't feel you slip away. Need to reach for tomorrow, so don't run from today. I'm done with all the questions. I wanna see this through. I don't want it to be over, but it's not up to me to choose. So baby, don't let me go just to watch me disappear. 'Cause we can almost see forever from here.
Wow.
Well, thanks.
Told you he was awesome.
Yeah, he's great. Much.
That was great.
Man. Good stuff like that next week at Jub Jam. That's the great Bobby Duncan. Thanks for coming in and doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man.
It's a beautiful
pleasure.
Song.
Thanks for having me.
And see,
yeah,
I've never, 25.
I don't think I've been in a room with this many regionally famous people.
Where do you live?
I live in Arlington.
Oh, so you've heard of the ticket and everything?
Yeah, I'm a big right. P1.
Yeah, he's a P1.
Oh,
he's a big sports fan, too.
Yeah, huge sports fan.
I have a bootleg copy of this now.
Yeah.
Razor was, he was videoing you with his iPhone there.
Yeah.
With his sex toy.
I think he's
toy.
Your biggest fan now. That's the thing. See, I have played with Bobby, and it's so intimidating to play like he plays that, and then it's time for Jub to hack around and play like a third grader on a guitar and sing whatever. But
I sounded pretty good on guitar there, too, didn't I?
That was good. That was really beautiful.
Thanks
Gordon.
For the rhythm help.
All right, Deuce, you want to follow that with Razor singing backup?
Speaking of bad ideas, here we go.
Are you going to sing Good Hearted Woman, right?
Yeah. All right. I'm just going to pick it up.
Borrow that pick over there.
All right.
It's a fairly short intro, right?
Oh, he's using all the guitar jargon now.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, pick.
I'm going to use my fingers.
Tell me when you're really playing and I'll start. Ready?
I'll sing the first line. Ready?
I'm ready.
Well, a long time forgotten. Her dreams have just fell by the way.
The good life he promised ain't what she's living today.
You go ahead.
Come on.
But she never complains at the bad times or the bad things he's done, Lord.
You go, Deuce.
She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times to come.
Hey!
Everybody in the chorus now.
You know this one, Razor?
No.
She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man. She loves him in spite of his ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, they'll pass through this world hand in hand.
Why are you harmonizing with yourself?
When we all can harmony. Because you weren't. A good-hearted woman, loving her good time and man. He liked the nightlife, the bright lights, and good time and friends. And when the party's all over, she'll welcome him back home again.
Don't you love good music, Razor?
Lord knows she don't understand him, but she does the best that she can. Why? Because she's a good-hearted woman.
She's
love
in love with
that good time and man.
That's who.
One more time, let's bring it home, boys.
Yeah. Here we go.
She's a good-hearted woman. Love with a good time and man.
Thank you, Razor.
She loves him in spite of his wicked ways that she don't understand.
Come on now, Deuce. Here we go.
Here's Willie doing it. Through teardrops and laughter.
Where's
you
Willie?
Pass
I haven't heard
through
it
this,
yet.
Willie Lanier.
Oh,
Willie
Lanier.
Hand in hand. Willie McCovey. Good-hearted woman. Loving her good timing man.
Mike Ducey,
Bobby Duncan, the great Gordo, and Razor.
Sorry, Bobby, you're great.
So are you, man. It was awesome.
I'm going to buy every piece of music you've ever recorded after hearing that.
Thanks.
Fantastic.
I'll go to lunch then.
Mike Ducey is going to perform at Jub Jam as well next week.
Really?
So, yeah.
Still?
Yeah. Absolutely. That was a great warm-up. You kidding me?
Super.
Awesome. Bobby Duncan, thanks for coming in. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Wouldn't miss you, man. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bobby.
Nice part of Jub Jam. You go to frontgatetickets.com or see me today out at Raising Cane's in Addison. Get tickets to see Jub Jam to... help fund the senior source of Greater Dallas next Wednesday night at Gillies. All right, up next, The Heat.